Hello, I'm Ross Boland. We're back at Grand X Media headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover, where every week we talk college football, sports betting, gambling in general, and how to go about asking your significant other to physically shave your nether regions.
Yikes.
I'm joined by my co-host Dylan Chivari.
Feeling good on a Monday, Bill.
And this week we've also got writer and village idiot Jared Borislow.
My man.
I've got something to say about Jared.
What is that?
You know how we just refer to him as like a trash human all the time?
Yes.
Just garbage.
He's the Oscar the Grouch of humans.
Yes, basically. Because he's just generally unkempt and he just doesn't take care of himself.
And there's numerous pictures of me in trash cans.
There are also, yeah, there's actual photos of you in
and just
in
an insufferable personality, basically.
Uh-huh.
Well, when we moved offices a couple weeks ago, I had just this hat that was in my desk that I didn't want to wear anymore. So I threw it in the literal trash can.
Right.
Because it's an old, ugly hat. I threw it away. Jared spots me doing this. He's like, hey, what are you throwing away there? I'm like, it's this hat that you don't want. No one wants it. It's garbage.
Free hat.
Jared's wearing that hat right now.
That's on you.
He got it out of the trash.
You threw away a great hat.
The hat's terrible. And
Mike, I take a picture of this hat, and then we'll ask the listeners if they think this is a good hat.
So
or a bad
the guy
hat.
That we call a trash human
is literally wearing
is
a trash
wearing
hat.
Literal trash on his head.
A trash hat.
There we have it.
Why would you throw away this nice hat?
It's not a good hat.
I've actually been eyeing it on your desk for a few months now, and so I'm happy you threw it out.
That's not even true. It was under
one like, man's trash is J Bone's
like
treasure.
Roar in my. Oh god, you're ridiculous. Okay, let's get to.
I like the hat on
let's
you.
Get
I think
the more
good.
Important.
Thank
stuff.
You.
Real quick, check out our sponsor, Man Outfitters, at manoutfitters.com for everything you could possibly need to look incredible while tailgating on game day. From a fantastic array of menswear brands to Yeti coolers and gear, Man Outfitters has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with the code CFB at checkout, as in college football, CFB. Put that in at checkout, get 10% off the whole order. That code expires on Halloween, which is rapidly approaching.
It's 1 week.
Is it Monday? Is it next Monday?
Yeah, 1 week.
Do you guys have your costumes yet?
I'm going after work today to Party City to get my costume situation in order.
That's pretty original.
Are you
How
just
about
gonna
you, Dylan?
Wing it, or you know what you're getting?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
Dylan,
I don't have one yet.
No, okay.
No.
I have one.
I'm married, so it's like you know.
Yeah,
you're
gonna be like Aladdin, and she's gonna be Jasmine, or something.
Yeah, it's something. It's worse than that. But
yikes,
I'd prefer that, dude. Being Aladdin would be tight.
Give us a ball.
No, we aren't going to talk about this anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, so let's move into the news / Jared segment of the show.
Which is not,
yeah.
This is not the same as the Bone Zone?
No. Separate from
that. No.
I just want to be clear.
Nothing right. is the same as the Bone Zone.
No.
Dan used to do this, but where is Dan this week, guys? He's,
Dan is taking tightrope walk. How do you say it?
Tightrope
walking
classes.
Yeah.
In the Himalayas, right?
In the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Are they like
it's a weird thing?
Are they spanned across the tops of the mountains or?
Yes.
Well,
but not
they start just like 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
So it's not fatal when you fall off.
Yeah, I was gonna
it's
say
practice.
why would they train you on that?
Well, the better you get, the gradually
get higher.
Okay. Yeah, slowly but surely. Next thing you know, you're at the top of Everest.
And then you lose the harness, and you're just like, you know, it's life and death.
So this is not really a class. It's like they take you through every single stage you might possibly do tightroping.
He's going from total novice to pro. I think it's like a month long.
Yeah.
But is he going to be back on Thursday?
I don't know. He might be able to call in. It depends what kind of technology they've got.
We could fly him back, too.
Yeah.
That's true. We could also fly him back.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyways, yeah, this is Dan's segment. That's my segment now. News. The TFM favorite, Colorado SCO Buffs. Is still undefeated against the spread. 8-0, baby.
It's an incredible streak.
If you're not taking the Buffs at this point, you are literally throwing money in the trash.
But we've been saying that for a month. Like, you have to bet on them.
I will take your money out of the trash and start betting it on the Buffs. Yeah, they won 10-5 against Stanford.
At
great,
the same time, though,
great score.
It's like when you're in Vegas and you're at the roulette table and you see that it hits hits black 7 times in a row. You're like, red's due, right?
I don't know,
it's got to hit red now.
Here's
so
the thing.
You kind of hesitant to actually bet on black, but it just keeps hitting black.
But it's gotten so out of control that I got a DM from one of our listeners who his bookie no longer offered the Colorado game.
Seriously.
Like you couldn't hitting? Even – he was just like – I guess the guy was just getting throttled by every one of his clients betting Colorado. Maybe all of his clients listen to the show, but – He just removed it altogether. You couldn't bet for or against the Stanford-Colorado spread.
They can't stay hot forever. Or can they?
Dude, I don't know.
You just said that that's like the kind of thinking that gets you losing money.
Yeah.
We got here's some tidbits of fun information. Oregon is 0-7-1 against the spread. New Mexico is 7-0 on overs, and LSU is 6-0-1 on unders.
So we should probably bet on all four of those.
We chase those this week, I think.
Yeah. Why not?
But
at least half of them are going to hit.
By far the most important one is betting on the Colorado Buffaloes. This is America's team. America's money machine.
And they could even do it in ugly fashion. They won 10-5 against Stanford. It doesn't get ugly.
What was the five?
That's
anybody watch that?
Baseball score.
It's a field goal and a safety.
Yeah, I mean, there's other ways.
To get to five?
Yeah, if you get five extra points.
You know it's possible to score 1 point?
How?
I forgot. It's like if it's an extra point and somehow you get a safety on the other end zone. I think it's happened like twice.
Oh, yeah. If it was a fumble, I guess.
Yeah. That's it. That's what it is. I think Texas actually did it one time.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I've had this conversation.
You can win.
You go for a 2-point conversion.
You can win 6-1.
If you're on the defense, they go for a 2-point conversion. You intercept it, run out of the end zone, run back into the end zone. Is that what it is?
No. I don't know how to do it. But you can win 6-1.
Yeah.
That could be a football score.
That would be amazing. Only a little bit better than 10-5.
Yeah.
Next up, Penn State beat the Buckeyes. The whiteout game in Happy Valley.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I fell asleep before the end of that game. I was not proud of that.
That kicker term was insane. It was a blocked field goal from 45 yards. Penn State picks it up and just runs it back.
I had been drinking fairly heavily. That game was in the period of the day where I was no longer fully coherent, but on one of the two TVs I was watching, I was just like, I cannot believe. Is it that difficult to play in Happy Valley? Is it that terrifying of a place?
It was the whiteout game, you know?
I didn't realize their stadium does not look. It doesn't look like it is that big, but it holds like 106,000 people.
It's the same as the Rose Bowl. I saw the Wisconsin-Oregon Rose Bowl game, and the stadium does not look that big when you're sitting in it.
It's because there's not that many decks.
That's how the big house is in
Michigan. It's the bowls. Yeah, right. The bowls are just really long.
If you're in the last row, you can't see a goddamn thing.
No, you can see very well.
Really?
It's just the fact that they're all just so well spaced out in a circle like around it that it doesn't look that big.
Great
but it's
architecture.
Huge. Yeah, it is.
Great.
Well, think of all the extra space there are in the corners. A lot of places don't have corner seats.
I'm a big deck guy.
Everybody knows that about me. I like layers. Yeah. I want layers.
Yeah. I like to be on top of the field.
You need something to jump from if it comes to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reese, I hope you're not listening.
See, that moved. OSU is still ranked number 6, and they're the second favorite team behind Bama to win the national championship. Their odds moved from 5-2.
OU we're talking about?
Yeah.
They have 2 losses, right?
No, they have 1. OSU.
Ohio State. You said OU.
Oh,
let's just call them Ohio State.
Ohio State.
You said OU, you idiot.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, we'll check the tape on that. Mike, check the tape on that. Yeah, the odds moved from 5-2 to 3-1. Bama's still the favorite at 8-5. Now, did you guys watch the Auburn-Arkansas game this past weekend?
I caught
the score when it was 53 to whatever.
I watched it in its entirety. Had money on Arkansas plus 10.5. I thought that was an outrageous line. I was like, 10.5? That's way too many fucking points. And by the way, all four of us on the show last week picked Arkansas.
Yeah,
but
I remember.
They got absolutely pummeled. They shouldn't even have been on the field.
That is a shocking score.
So you missed by 42.5 points this week?
It wasn't my lock.
Remember the time he misses lock of the week by 50?
Oh, my God.
Well, he missed a pick by 42.5. That's pretty bad, but I guess you both did that.
All right. Anyway, Arkansas, clearly not nearly as good. I couldn't even tell. Like, Arkansas is not as good as I thought they were, and Auburn is way better than I thought they were.
Yeah. Auburn's been on the upswing.
That was a beating.
That's the kind of loss that make you lose recruits and, like, fans will just stop coming to games.
Yeah, people are like, ooh, never mind.
That's a backbreaker.
How much longer is Brett Bielema going to be allowed to be a coach there?
I don't know. Arkansas, they always have a weird coaching situation, I feel like. Like, when's the last time they had a stable coach that wasn't on the hot seat after, like, one
going
season?
Going from Bobby Petrino to Brett Bielema is not exactly... Is Houston up for that?
Yeah. Where is he now? Where's Houston Nutt? I don't know.
I think he's still coaching.
Whatever.
Nutt.
But yeah.
Fuck it.
That was crazy.
But, Bill, at some point we need to talk about Klein Kubiak and the Broncos-Texans game. Okay.
I don't know if that's in here. We can talk about it right now if you want. Okay. No, we'll talk about it later. Okay. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. So, yeah, I had a pretty – I would consider it the worst beat of my gambling career, my very young gambling career. I thought I did a two-team parlay, and I picked Wisconsin -4 over Iowa and the Wisconsin under because you guys know I'm an under boy, and I just pick unders.
You can't parlay – the spread and the over-under from a game, can you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can.
You can on mybookie.ag.
Don't call yourself an underboy.
I'm an underboy. Anyways, so both those hit, and I get, and after the game, I look at my open bets, and it still says that it's an open bet, and I looked, and apparently I accidentally added an open play bet to my parlay.
So you had to pick a third.
So I had to pick a third game.
And What's an open play?
Okay, so these are fun, because you can do an open play parlay on mybookie.ag, or with any bookie, really. But specifically with mybookie.ag is where you should be doing it. You pick a game. Like, let's say I pick Baylor -3 over Texas on Saturday, which, by the way, I think is an absurd line.
Okay.
Then if that game hits, your parlay keeps going. So you pick another one. I mean, you I think you select how many slots beforehand.
You do.
So it's four. Let's say I pick four. So then the first game is the only one I've picked. After that game ends, I pick another game. After that game ends, if I'm still going, I pick another
now,
game.
Now, can you
so
end those? Can you end those?
To start after the first
yes.
one.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Can you end those?
Or get a time you have to be paying attention then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. What, Jared?
Can you end those, I say, for like the fifth time, without, like, if let's say I want to just end my bet and be like, I'm fine where I am. Can I just not do the last open play?
No, I don't think so.
What's the purpose of this as opposed to just a standard parlay?
I have never been one to do these. I do the standard parlays because I don't want to have to be picking down the, like, I don't. That just seems, I don't know. It's
you
want to
hold your betting ticket at the beginning of the day. Like, okay, these are my picks.
It's just a different way to do it.
If the line changes, maybe. But I would tell you why I did it, but it was completely on accident. I had no idea what I was doing. So I accidentally just typed in. I remember putting in one for open play, and I was like, I don't know what this means. Is it like a bet multiplier or
something?
Sounds
tight, though.
Sounds cool. And so I'm looking at it. I'm like, crap, I need to fill in one more fucking bet, and I already hit these two of my three. So I'm like, okay, what do I do here? I can either go for some crazy, like, I can try to just add another leg to this when I didn't want to, or I can go for the safe bet and be a huge pussy.
Okay, so what was the safe bet?
The safe bet that I picked, because I'm a huge pussy, was I picked UTSA +410 against is money line.
So okay. UTSA money line.
Yeah, UTSA money line.
They're
playing 1-5 UTEP at the Alamo Dome. So I'm watching this game. I'm seeing that it's kind of close. I'm like, okay. Gets to the fourth quarter. Game ends tied. And so they don't have this on TV. They don't have any stream I can find on the internet. So I'm watching the ESPN Gamecast. First overtime ends tied. Second overtime ends tied. Third overtime ends tied. Fourth overtime, UTSA recovers a fumble. So they have the ball because UTEP started with it.
Right.
ESPN, the little Gamecast percentage winner thing, says that UTSA has an 86% chance of winning. They drive. They get stopped. Attempt a 46-yard field goal. Their field goal kicker, whose name is Victor Falcon. I may have been a 42-yarder, but he misses the 42-yard field goal to win the game.
Oh, my God.
UTEP gets the ball back in fifth overtime and fucking scores a touchdown and wins. I lost on that shit.
Oh, my God.
I lost on a fifth overtime.
But what does a two-team parlay pay out? Like two and a half to one, 3-1?
If I had won the three thing, it was like $20 to win 70.
So
with the
yeah,
open play in
there. It was a three-team parlay with the. Yeah, so, I actually had UTSA as well.
That's so funny.
I felt like such a shithead because I was like, I could have picked so many other things that had better odds and hit them.
So
and
it had
won
to be
this.
A late game.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been. This was at like 3 when I figured out what I wanted
to
do.
It was a smart play.
It was because I thought they were due. But the thing is, this is what I learned, and I'll talk about this later. UTSA is the exact same team that fucked over Dan in Vegas when he lost $600 on them.
Oh, shit.
So it's time to fade UTSA.
So stay away from UTSA.
Stay away from UTSA.
Okay, first of all,
you
UTSA,
two are the only ones betting on UTSA.
We are.
And me. I bet on them this week. But UTSA was favored by 10.5. So it's not like this was a pick'em or something.
They've
this
been
was,
a program for like 5 years, by the way.
They were supposed to beat UTEP handily.
Yeah, they were +410 on the money line. I literally went and looked and said, which one of these...
-410.
-410. Yeah. Wow. Did I write that down wrong? I did write that down wrong. Hey guys, Jared here. I'm really good at betting.
You're okay. You're going to be okay.
Anyways, yeah, I picked the worst odds I could find, because I'm like, this probably means they're going to win, and it didn't hit. But I heard you have a worse Pete story.
It was not good. It was. I have a bad beat.
Much more money involved.
That ended up being about a $750 swing when it was all said and done. The jackass Arizona Cardinals field goal kicker, Castananzo or whatever.
Catanzaro.
He doesn't deserve to have his name pronounced correctly ever again. But that, what was it? Did you say it's 20, it was 24 yards? 24 yards?
I think it was 24 yards.
It was a fucking chip shot last night to end that game and to cover and to make me a happy man. And he cranked it off the fucking field goal. Like, that hit so pure that it bounced all the way back to the line of scrimmage.
I think the
and
center
was caught.
It.
Like, I've never seen that happen before. Usually you hit it and it bounces one way or the other, you know, drops into the end zone somewhere. This flew 20 yards back into the field of play.
I think the guy who caught it, like
he was like, oh shit,
jerk.
Do I,
he
can
didn't
I,
know, he didn't know if he could run it or not.
Can I take it back? Like, do I run it into the end zone? What's happening? And they're like, no, sir, this is over. What? That was one of the worst, best games
it
ever
was
played.
So boring.
Holy God.
I don't, when was the last time there was a tight NFL game, by the way? It's been several years. It had to be. I don't know,
but the fact that the NFL can still end in a tie is absurd.
The last one I can remember is when the Eagles tied and Donovan McNabb said
he didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. Or was that the Redskins?
I thought
it was
like college, there has to be a winner.
Dude, it shouldn't be possible anymore.
Was he on the Eagles or the Redskins then?
I don't know, but the according to producer Micah, there was a tie in 2014. There should not be.
I feel like it was the Bengals.
High. If at the end of this game, what it should have been is a kickoff. The field goal kickers. Each of them goes to the 25-yard line, kicks a field goal,
keep stepping back five
and you
yards.
Just keep stepping back 5 yards, and that's what it should come down to. Something. A tie?
I like ties.
Yeah.
You know what they say about ties.
Everybody knows that about me.
Do you know what they say?
No, tell me.
About ties?
Yeah.
What's a tie like?
I don't know.
A tie is like kissing your sister. What's wrong with you? You don't know this?
I've never heard it.
You've never heard that saying?
No, I'm
asking. Can you,
you
finish it?
How did you grow? Jesus. That's the saying. A tie is like kissing your sister.
I don't see the
connection.
Okay, pretty sure it's in the Sandlot. Just
do you know what? Can you explain it to me? Why is it like kissing your sister?
I don't know why it's like kissing. I don't have a sister.
Why are you saying it?
Because it's a very well-known saying.
Micah knows it. Yeah.
Idiots.
Is the whole point supposed to be like, oh, you kiss somebody, that's a win, and it's your sister, that's the loss, and so it's a tie?
I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I never actually
questioned. But I don't think it's a tie. I think you fucking lost.
I never questioned.
You just kissed your sister.
I never questioned the logic behind that saying. I just figured, like, you don't want
to
kiss your
sister. So if you say that saying, you're pretty much saying you think it's okay to kiss your sister, and it's, like, nothing.
I think we're talking about this a little too much, thinking about it.
But again, I don't have I just want to be clear. I don't have a sister, so I don't know. I'm not kissing her.
Yeah, you kissed her to death.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the pick 'em pool a little bit here. We've got a pick 'em pool. It's on foxsports.com. It's also pinned to the top of our Twitter page, twitter.com/backdoorcover, where every week you can pick a bunch of games with us. What is it, 15 games a week? And we give out a prize to whoever wins each week, and we're also going to give out a prize to whoever wins for the season. This week's if you go to foxsports.com, search TFM in the college pick 'em pool area of the website, and that's how you find it. Or, like I said, top of our Twitter page. This week's winner is Drew C., who went 11-4 and won straight up, no tiebreaker, didn't need a tiebreaker. It was the first week that Drew submitted picks, so get
Drew's
in there.
The fucking best picker of all time.
The point is, you don't have to have been playing with us the whole season. You can get in there and pick just this week and win. So Drew won himself a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters. Drew, email us, backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com, or just tweet at me or Dylan or Jared to claim your prize.
Or producer Micah. Who has not changed his Twitter handle yet to @producerMicah.
That's a mistake. But I got destroyed this week. I went 5-10. I think it was the worst week I've had.
I went 10-5.
Dylan went 10-5. Had a great week.
Right behind Drew.
Big turnaround. You sucked ass last week, Dylan.
Yeah, I did.
But
call that a comeback.
Somehow I'm still in first place overall in the entire pick'em pool. So
I guess Carl had a bad week.
Suck one. Carl A. must have had a bad week again, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Pick 'em pool. Get in there. Be a part of it. Make a memory. Win something. You know?
What's this week's winner going to win?
It's a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters.
Well, I thought they want something crazy.
That's a different one, bro.
That's in the photo contest, man. We're not even there yet.
You know, I'm just here for the fucking Bone Zone. J-bomb. So let's just get through this till we get to that.
You just... Hold on. I'm looking at something.
Like everybody
else. Now I'm tied with some guy named Michael.
Let me lay out the Clint Kubiak situation, if that's cool.
Yeah, we got a topic.
Okay, so our buddy Klein Kubiak, who works for the Broncos, his father is head coach Gary Kubiak.
Kubiak, noted Rice Owl.
Noted Rice Owl, conference champion. So he's a buddy of ours, and Ross, of course, is a big Houston Texans fan.
I am, sadly.
The Broncos and the Texans play each other tonight on Monday Night Football.
They do, sadly.
So Klein hollers at me. He's like, hey, I want to make a bet with Bill on tonight's game. Like, okay, and then we start talking about terms, whatever. And his proposal is Broncos win. If the Broncos win tonight on Thursday's podcast, Ross has to proclaim that the Texans messed up by firing his dad.
That they made the biggest mistake ever in firing Gary Kubiak and give shouts to Klein.
And Klein gets a shout. He's getting a shout right now. It's free shouts.
Well, this isn't shouts. This is just us talking.
However, if the Texans win, and it should be noted that the Broncos are favored in this game. What's the line?
8.5.
8.5 points. So if the Texans win, Ross gets 2 tickets to any Broncos game that he wants, save for AFC Championship or Super Bowl if they were to get that far.
Which is the only reason I'm even entertaining this bet is because the prizes are equal to the odds of them happening. And I won't have to worry about doing Thursday's podcast if the Texans win because the apocalypse will be upon us and we'll all be dead by Thursday anyway. They're not going to win.
Okay, if they win and you get 2 tickets, I mean...
I know, I'm fucking pumped.
Holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Right? Holler at the bone.
Holler at your boy.
Holler at... You're not... Nobody's calling you the bone.
Yeah, no one's hollering at the bone.
You guys... You, some people have.
No.
No one calls you that.
No.
Anyway, yes,
so
I'm excited.
So pick
Klein,
to the game tonight.
Best of luck to you and your dad. I love Gary Kubiak and Wade Phillips. Both of them are awesome and hold a special place in my heart. Super happy that the year after they left the Texans there.
Gary's got a ring. Klein's got a ring. Our boy Klein has a Super Bowl ring.
Wait, I didn't realize he got a ring out of that. God, son of a
bitch.
What
for?
He
was
worked
on
for the Broncos.
Staff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He works for the scouting department.
Nice.
Yeah. Good guy, too, that Klein.
Great dude. Yeah. Love him. All right, and now a word from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
What's going on? This is Dave with Dudes Doing Business Podcast. I'm joined here with our CEO, Madison Wickham, and our VP of Branding and Marketing, Joe. They also are participants in this podcast. Who we are? We're a podcast who talks about business. If you're in college, if you're a CEO, if you're somewhere in between, just chilling in a fucking cubicle, you can listen to us. You should give us a shot because this ain't your grandma's business podcast, okay? Check us out. We close deals, we drive Miatas, and most importantly, we do business on a podcast, okay? Give us 5 stars, subscribe, leave us a review. What's up, Joe? What's up, Madison?
What's up, dude?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. Okay? There you go. Listen to us, you fucking pussy.
Hey, guys, this is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast. Now back to your show.
Big thanks to our guest last week, the legendary Jim Ross. If you haven't heard it yet, go back and listen to that episode. It was fantastic. That dude is awesome.
He brought it, didn't he?
He did bring it. I think he brings it everywhere he goes. Let's talk about the picks we made with Jim. First big game we went after was Texas A&M, Alabama. The spread was Alabama minus 18. Game ended up Bama 33, A&M 14.
I lost that one.
Yeah. No, I mean, that was just super predictable to me. And sadly, I ended up betting A&M. going against everything I stand for like a moron. Next game, NC State versus Louisville. Louisville was favored by 19. They ended up winning 54-13.
Dan had a terrible week.
Wait, if I picked NC State, how am I 2-0 at this point?
Because you took Bama, but you bet on
A&M. No, I'm talking about for this Louisville game. It says I took NC State.
Oh, Micah.
Classic
Micah. Can't do basic
fool.
Math. Let's get Micah a calculator.
God, anyway. I didn't even watch that one. I have no idea what happened there. Arkansas-Auburn was the next game. We already talked about this a little bit. That was a bloodbath.
We all picked Arkansas.
First, we got the line at 9.5 for our picks, and every single one of us took Arkansas, including Jim Ross. But it ended up at 10.5 at game time, and I put money on it. Thought it was an outrageous line, and was made to feel like a fool. TCU-WVU was the next game. West Virginia was favored by 6.5. They won 34-10. TCU is not good.
I don't think I've watched them play all year.
They suck. Ole Miss LSU was the other game. LSU was favored by 6. They won 38-21. So for the week. Wait, you don't have the records on here, do you?
I don't know what they're at.
Oh, here they are.
It says I went 4. Did I go 4-2, really? With my lock? Dan went 1-5 and missed his lock. So shitty week for Dan.
Dan.
Jim didn't do much
better.
Damn, Daniel. I went 3-3. Did we all take the same lock? Was it Colorado the same? Oh, just me and Dylan.
Yeah, you can guess what my lock is going to be this week too. I don't even know the line for Colorado, but
I don't even know who they're playing.
No, I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
8-0.
Fucking Wolf went 0-3 on his Thursday bets. He is absolute trash right now.
Hey, but be sure and follow him in his picks.
Yeah, but follow him on Twitter. That's fucking Wolf 1.
The fucking Wolf.
Whatever. Man.
He's terrible.
He is on a bad streak right now.
A downward spiral just in life, I think.
Real quick, let's talk about the crazy money you can make this week betting at mybookie.ag. Get some money down, score a big win today. They have in-game live betting, so even if you miss kickoff, you can place a bet. Even if you don't miss kickoff, you can place another bet, is what I like to do. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 100% bonus when you use the promo code BACKDOOR. That's one word, BACKDOOR, to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today. Now let's toss it to our other podcasts.
Hi, it's David, and I've got 30 seconds to tell you why you should listen to the Touching Base podcast. You know what I love? I love college football.
I do too, Dave.
Dylan loves it too. He's the co-host of the Backdoor Cover college football podcast that you're listening to. And you know who else likes college football? It's Will.
That is me. I do like college football.
We got 15 seconds
Let's talk
about
touching base, though.
Oh, yeah.
We want to touch your base. Listen to us. We talk about everything. Nothing's
golf.
Off limits.
Golf, fashion, television, everything.
No holds barred.
It's like sex in the form of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But that's not like boring sex, like hot sex.
Yeah, like drunk. I just got home from the bar.
Yeah, and did drugs. don't do drugs, though. Touch base with us. Thanks. Find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Subscribe. 5 stars. Party.
All right, now it's time for the best part of the show, in my opinion. Jared disagrees.
100%.
And this week we have noted writer and Peter Pan, Rob Fox.
You should have seen me this weekend. I was in Neverland, literally.
Peter Pan visits Neverland again.
Yeah.
Rob, what's your Twitter handle?
It's RobFox3 these days, all spelled out.
Yeah, spelled out.
Oh, yeah.
That's important.
Going after the verification?
Bless you, Micah.
Yeah, I need to reapply for that bullshit because they keep denying me for reasons I have no idea. But yeah, I got to get that check mark.
Well, tell us about this weekend. You went back to Mizzou for homecoming?
Yeah, I went back up to Mizzou for homecoming. It's kind of like the way I like to do it, I usually travel pretty regularly for Mizzou games. I do at least 2 a year, one home, one away, because
right.
I want to see as many of the cool SEC towns as I can. So I was in Baton Rouge this year for the road game, and then I went up for homecoming. And what I'll do, for the road game, I'll always go to whatever I think the coolest town we're playing in that year is that I haven't been to.
Right.
And for the home game, what I'll do is, if we're good, I'll go back for a good game. So if like we're ranked and we're playing Georgia at home, I'll go back for Georgia regardless of the weekend.
Right.
If we suck dick, which I don't know if you know about Mizzou football this year, but it's a fucking nightmare.
Not like, great.
They're worse than last year when they threatened to skip a game. But so when that, I just go back for homecoming because it's fun. It's like the biggest weekend of the year. So that's the weekend to go back.
That's where homecomings began, right?
It is. Yeah, Mizzou invented homecoming. So it's a BFD up there. And it's turned into what was crazy this year. It's turned into like I was telling Micah about this earlier. It's turned into the biggest fucking shit show of a weekend I have ever seen at that school. And I don't know when it happened. I think it was like a year after we joined the SEC and the administration was like, dude, our student tailgating situation sucks balls. And they just, for whatever reason, like chilled out on fraternities tailgating at their houses.
So it's just mass chaos.
Greektown was just, it was like a fucking, the only time I've ever seen Greektown like that is when Osama bin Laden was killed. And everyone just flooded the streets and was like just pouring liquor down their mouths and shooting fireworks off in way too tight of a confined space.
The footage from around the country on college campuses of that night celebration of after bin Laden was killed was incredible. That was like one of my because I got to see, I was already working at Grand X. I got to see all that shit get sent in. It was fantastic.
I was in high school for that.
I was
shut up, Jared.
I was graduated, and I was actually in Columbia that night because I was dating a girl who was still in school, and I had spent the weekend there. And like, I drove back late Sunday night, and I think like I was 40 minutes outside of St. Louis when I heard like the radio I was listening to like stopped whatever it was doing and was like huge news. And then I got home and started seeing on like Twitter and shit that and Facebook that Mizzou was going apeshit, and then the next day I actually read TFM at work and saw that the whole country, every college campus.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
But no, like my fraternity house, I was telling Micah about this. Like, we were back at my fraternity house. We went to like the alumni tailgate, and then we went back to the fraternity house to meet a friend. And we got back there, and there must have been like 300 people on the lawn and in the alley, just getting fucking shit faced in a way that would have gotten us kicked off campus in a day.
Were you like, with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's not like horrified by all this?
She knows what these trips are. Like, it's not a vacation.
She knows who you are.
Yeah, it's not a couple's vacation.
Right. I just like there's like levels with, you know, obviously all women are different, but some will take a certain amount of debauchery. But this is a high level of debauchery that you're talking about here.
Yeah, this is like I
hitting the frat house during homecoming weekend.
And I mean, like,
girlfriend in tow is an intense move.
Yeah, I mean, she knew it was going to happen, and she kind of she's way too good of a sport about it. Like, I'll get pulled away, and a lot of times I'll get pulled away by like girl because they're like, oh, the TFM guy. I'll get pulled away by girls for like 15 minutes, and thankfully, like my pledge brother, who she knows and is friends with, was there. So he basically just babysat my girlfriend. God. As like these kids were like, shotgun a beer with me over
pretend
and over
to
again.
Be 18.
Yeah, for hours. And it was ridiculous. It was a good time though. And what was funny is my parents met me there too.
Oh God, what?
Because they don't get to see me.
Your whole family and your girlfriend, and it's just a mess of
weekend? No, my parents didn't go to the fraternity house. My parents.
That would have been classic.
That would have been way too much. I hung out with them in the alumni tailgate.
Yeah, because that's what would have taken it over the edge.
Dude, you never know, man. Like,
but it seriously is what would have taken it over the edge.
These stupid kids who I love, but they don't really pay attention when they walk up to you of like what's around you.
Yeah,
like
they don't
who
care.
You're with.
They don't care.
So like, it didn't happen this time, but like, I've been there, like, just kind of standing there when someone's like, "Do you want drugs?" Like without any semblance. And then I have to, and then you know, my girlfriend's like, looks at me like, "No, you don't." And then I'm like, you know, I turn to them and be like, "No, I don't." And I'm not going to the bathroom in like 2 minutes either. So if my parents were there, like, God knows what would have happened. And what was funny too is I met one girl who is so excited about TFM that she actually excitedly told me that she met Jared's sister that weekend, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She was like, oh, my God, you're the second TFM person because the other person I met this girl whose brother is the TFM guy.
J-Bone is so famous that his His sister by association.
My sister's famous.
Famous,
yeah, man.
Yeah. Wow. Shouts to Jared's sister.
What's her name?
Jamie. Shouts to Jamie.
Shouts to Jamie.
Also J-Bone.
Jamie Borsler. She was
rapping. My brother is J-Bone, too.
She was rapping the comedy. I'll save
all
my...
All J-Bones?
We're all J-Bones.
Wow.
My brother's going to be here this weekend. You guys can meet him at the tailgate.
J-Bone.
What's your brother's name?
Jeff.
Oh, Jesus. Jeff, Jared,
such a weird letter. J-Bone, J-Bone, and J-Bone.
That's a weird letter to alliterate your kids with.
What do you like? I know a family of all J's, including the parents.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who did this is Roger Clemens, named all of his kids. Their first name starts with K, as in strikeout, because that's how big of a douchebag he is.
And he would take a name that's typically spelled with a C and just change it to a K.
Kobe,
like, really
Casey, Cody, kids who Chris, for the Astros Cody. Or something had like a stupid spelled name. Was
I went,
that
I went to middle school with one of these dudes.
Colby.
Random,
Colby
random fact about me. I went to middle school with Kobe Clemens. And I've been to Roger's house several times.
I don't believe you, man.
Got a lot of signed Roger Clemens fucking stuff. If
the
you
Rocket
want to buy some,
is what they used
really?
To call them.
Yeah,
the Rocket. I had a
balls
I had a,
posters. I got all kinds of shit.
I had a fraternity brother who played high school football. He's from Denver with John Elway's kid, and I can't believe he got signed shit because apparently John Elway is a massive dick, and he pulled the first time he went over to the Elway house, he pulled these like 14, 15-year-old kids aside. And it's like, if any of you are here because you're trying to get shit from me or to get a picture with me or
Jesus.
Anything like that,
what?
You can just get the fuck out now.
God.
I do that to people all the time.
Take it easy, John.
That's a true story.
Dude, Roger was like the opposite. He was like, you'd like run into him in the supermarket and he'd pull like two baseballs out of his ass and be like, hey, take a signed Roger Clemens baseball.
No, John Elway just threatened children.
That's no, hilarious. Rob, how was the Mizzou homecoming game?
Yeah, so
you mean the actual football?
We got Middle Tennessee State.
Well, apparently we're getting to that in the hotline calls.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Let's get to the hotline.
Go to the calls.
It's the Backdoor Cover hotline. You can call, ask us questions, rant, tell us a story, whatever. The number's 800-392-6344. Give us your first name and your school, and then hit us with a question or whatever information you have that you're calling for. Each week, we'll play the best call or calls on our Monday episode. Again, the number's 800-392-6344. Let's play this week's first call.
Hey, Backdoor Cover. This is Jake from Arizona. Fucking pissed off as shit because I made an emotional decision and decided to go with your head old Jared Borslow and fucking Wisconsin. That piece of shit, Jared Borslow, can suck the biggest dick in the entire world. That guy, piece of trash. Fuck you, Jared.
That's a great call. See, that's the kind of call I like, one that just goes straight for J-Bone's jugular.
Well, what did he say?
He said you're a piece of shit. He took Wisconsin because of you.
In what game?
What do you mean, Saturday?
We covered.
Oh, I don't know.
Is this like an old call, Micah?
No. I mean, he could just hate you.
Is he saying he picked my bone zone lock of the
that's
week?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, that hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about, man.
Hey, thanks for listening, man. Thanks for listening to The Bone Zone. Next call.
You don't need to really question it when someone says they fucking hate you. Like, just understand that it's probably based on something.
What I'm concerned about is that there are people out there actually taking The Bone Zone seriously.
And putting real money on it. Hard-earned cash.
You remember back in the day, people used to bitch about losing hundreds of dollars on Dick's picks.
Yeah, and he wasn't even a real person. J-Bone.
It's a fictional human.
We put actual thought into those picks, by the way. But the
J-Bone's
the
a real
zone,
person. And Jared
the
doesn't
guy
even,
doesn't know how to bet. He doesn't
J-Bone
know what he's
doesn't
doing.
Even understand how college football lines work. So if you're putting money on
oh,
J-Bone's
you're the, yeah.
lock of the week, you're just a fucking idiot.
I make great picks. My picks are the best picks.
I don't know if he's mentioned this. I don't remember if he's mentioned this on this podcast or not, but if you want like a little insight into J-Bone's college football thoughts, he the other day for like 15 minutes, he tried to convince us that Wisconsin could easily make the college football playoff this year.
I still believe that.
You, sir, are an idiot.
You're a bone zone
J-Bones.
Bozo.
Idiot of the week.
You
can do that. Only I can do that. Next call.
All right, here's the next call.
Hey, this is Brian from Missouri again. I called a couple days ago or something. My Middle Tennessee just beat Missouri. I couldn't point out Middle Tennessee on a fucking map. And this is what poop swastikas and racism gets you. a shitty football team. I'm tired of this shit, Mizzou. We've had so many problems lately. And the problems keep compounding with football. I mean, we won 79-0 against Delaware State. I don't even know where Delaware is at this point. And I'm just... We won the SEC West 2 years. And I just want us to be decent again. I mean, we went to the SEC and we dominated. And now we're just like Vanderbilt. Ham, if you could call me back and tell me how to deal with a shitty Missouri, please call back. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm just lost in life. I'm sitting in my closet, huddled up against a cowboy boot. Just tell me what to do, man.
Huddled up against a solo cowboy boot.
I think he's yakking into the cowboy boot.
Really bad with geography, this guy.
We said they're the new Vanderbilt. Mizzou actually has one more loss and two less wins than Vanderbilt, so they're way worse than Vanderbilt.
Really quick, before we let Rob answer his question, this Reese from Texas, our perpetually depressed Texas fan and fan of and friend of the show who's been in the studio with us, needs to go fight Mizzou Ryan because he is jacking all of his swag.
He's stealing his shtick.
That was Mizzou. That was Reese from Texas, except it's Ryan from Mizzou.
Unless he's genuinely that depressed, and we take it back. We don't want you to actually like off yourself, but that's Reese's bit. That you're doing Reese right now.
Maybe it's not a bit. Maybe he's just genuinely.
That's what I'm saying.
You know how there's like parallel universes. He's just that guy for Mizzou.
Bizarro Reese.
Bizarro Reese.
Did we talk about why Reese didn't call in yet?
No. What the fuck?
Yeah, okay, yeah, Reese didn't call in this week, but he's still alive. He told Micah
tweeted at me today.
You too? Yeah, he told Micah on Twitter that it's hard to call with a broken phone, and he threw his phone against a wall during the Texas loss to K-State this past weekend.
Well, that'll do it.
The fact that he still cares as much enough to break his phone just shows how truly dark his reality is right now.
Rob, speak to Mizzou Ryan. Give him some advice on how to handle losing to Middle Tennessee State, which he can't find on a map.
Or Delaware.
Or Delaware.
I was thinking about this. Even before I knew this question was coming, writing a column about this. This is the second best way your football team can be. You don't ever want to root for an 8-win team where you like can't decide whether to give a shit or not.
Right.
I would rather, if my team's not going to be awesome, then just let it suck ass.
See, because I totally agree with you, because that's how most of the Texans' seasons, which is because I don't have a huge college football allegiance, is my best comparison. We're usually one of those like 8-win teams.
Yeah.
Where it almost feels so stupid to care, and I just prefer that they got the shit kicked out of them and I was able to be emotionally left out of it.
Right.
Rather than be upset all the time.
Because what happened, and I didn't expect to lose this weekend, but I only ended up watching like 5 minutes of the game. My parents went to the game and they asked me like, oh, Christ, way before I came, they're like, do you want tickets to the game too? And I was like, no, fuck no, I'm not going to that shit. And and the reason is because I knew they sucked. And so like, it was like, it's like a release, you know, like you just go there and get fucked up and tailgate. Like, enjoy it. Because
what's your 10-second diagnosis of why Mizzou football is in such bad shape right now?
New coach, and I clearly 2 years ago they didn't do the offense. They either didn't do the offensive recruiting that they needed to, or they were just dead wrong on all the skill positions except poor Drew Lock, who is just hung out to dry.
I think Ryan made a good point too, though. The poop swastikas and all that didn't help.
I don't think we've felt the full effect of that yet.
Really?
Because it really...
With football, it takes a couple... There's a lag.
So there are, there are
because
worse
we
years.
Rarely have impact freshmen. Like, it's usually a development thing.
Okay. Right?
So
there are worse years ahead for Mizzou football.
Almost certainly. Almost certainly. I actually like... There's this one Mizzou recruit who's like a 4-star from St. Louis who went... that's the only... I don't want to incriminate him or anything, But he always, like, he likes TFM a lot, and he tweets at me and shit and will, like, DM me sometimes about random stuff. Because he went to, he's from a rival high school. And I, like, always wonder. I'm just like, I wish I could ask him what he thinks about that stuff, but I don't even want to broach the subject. Yeah.
So that he'll, like, be like, maybe
I don't
want to.
You know,
I'm
what?
Like,
you're
I don't,
right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about
what
that.
What am I thinking?
I hadn't thought about it. So yeah. I mean, you dude, just embrace the suck. It's way more fun. When Micah was at Mizzou, and I'm a little younger than Micah, when Micah was at Mizzou, and for the first half of me being at Mizzou, Mizzou football was, like, pretty mediocre to shitty, and all anyone did was rage constantly. It's like Texas State.
Right.
I don't think Texas State should ever, if I was a student, I would never want to be good at football because no one cares what happens there. As soon as your team gets good and cameras start showing up every week, like the
shit
school is
to matter.
The school gets like, oh fuck, we can't let our kids like chug Everclear in the parking lot anymore.
Right.
So I say just enjoy it.
Yeah, dude, you have to embrace the suck. That's the, I mean, it is almost as much fun to completely suck ass and it not matter at all and Saturdays just be about drinking than it is to be really, really, really good and have to be super emotionally invested and, like, information invested in your team.
And there's something to be said for having a lot of room to improve as a football team, too. Because as your team gets good, you get excited and get more fun. But if, say, you're just now getting into football and you're an Alabama fan, you have nowhere to go but down. If your reality is just a winning championship football program,
right?
It's not going to get better.
I mean, when you're going to get worse.
Like
spoiled
for Bama
it.
Fans, yeah, they're spoiled. Just the most spoiled.
It's like being born rich and then you hit the poorhouse when you're like
no, not 28. You become middle class.
Yeah, and you become middle class,
and then right. You think you're awful. The other thing too is that, like, I'll say this: we lost to Middle Tennessee State, and that did not ruin the party in the town that night. Everyone, because everyone knew we sucked and wanted to rage.
That's a sign of a shitty program.
And in 2013, the year we ended in the top five, we lost to South Carolina on homecoming on a doinked field goal in overtime, and the town was fucking dead after everyone was so depressed.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to, a pretty good thermometer for where you're at. Because
there's no emotional investment in a win.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan from Mizzou, for calling in, although you are Bizarro Reese. All right, one more call. Here we go.
Hey, Ross. Hey, Dylan. Hey, what's his fucking face? So, I'm Bruce. I'm a post-grad. I went to old UCSB, home of the Banana Slugs. Go Banana Slugs. And I'm calling because every week you guys promise me you don't talk about sex. And we ain't talked about fucking. What's up with that, man? I'm trying to masturbate for 2 weeks. Girlfriend won't touch me. What the hell? Give me some sexy content. I have old Jay Boner. Old Boner. He can talk about it. He's talked about donkey fucking. He probably knows what people fucking looks like. Yeah, come on, guys. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about you and me. Talk about brothels and massage parlors in the greater New Mexico area. Huh? All right, guys, think about it. Like the podcast. Fuck Texas.
First of all, Banana Slugs. Great.
Oh man, he snuck in a fuck Texas at the end.
Oh, that's not cool. Banana Slugs, great mascot.
This is a great time to sneak in an inside TFM podcast promo, because Rob and I do talk about donkey fucking on a fairly consistent basis on
this
that
guy
podcast.
Is brimming with mm-hmm. semen. He's just so horned up and just wants to release.
It was only a matter of time before somebody that listens to this show called us on the promise every episode of sex and
never
deliver, and then there's none of it.
What? How do you organically work fucking and do this?
It's in the
podcast
intro.
Well, we tease it every intro.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. How do you execute this?
Well, we need a sexual assault scandal of some kind.
Is that how you want it? That's the fucking
we
you
don't
want
that.
About? Is that the
No, but that's just how you open the door, you know, that just gets you into the general realm of coitus.
I don't think that's like a natural progression.
If you're
though.
Listening,
don't
create
about,
a sexual assault.
Maybe
scandal.
Not for you, Jared, but for some of us it is.
So every time you
read really like an NFL strip club story.
That's what
I mean,
yeah.
a college strip club story.
Stripper.
This
that's
guy
a good
this guy
save.
Just wants general sex talk though.
His girlfriend won't touch him.
Micah, we're not going to plug another podcast.
Okay, we can plug that one though. Producer Micah said he should listen to This Week in Jackin' It. There's a podcast.
This Week
called,
in Jackin'.
Oh, This Week in Jackin'. And it's what is it, hosted by some dude named Jack, and he thinks that's hilarious?
No, they actually talk about masturbation the whole time.
Oh, you for real?
Yeah.
You've listened to an episode?
It's about masturbating. And they're almost always one spot ahead of touch. And they, apparently they have a nice, solid fan base.
What? Wait, have you ever listened to an episode of it?
No, but that's what it's about.
Apparently that well is a lot deeper than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I don't know, like, imagine being the guy who tunes in to listen to guys talk about masturbating. Like, what's going on with
all
you?
Right, the fucked up thing is that now I have to go listen to an episode of this because I want to know how you make an entire podcast out of talking about jacking it.
What are they talking about?
Like methods and strategies.
Yeah.
And
I gotta think
lubricants.
What they're watching, it plays a huge role.
Yeah.
We were talking about
sharing
having
their favorite new porns
on Touching Base.
Anyway, shouts to This Week in Jacking. I can't believe Apple approved that.
You guys,
Apple's pretty strict with what they'll let be in the podcast area. Man, that's okay.
Do we have any fuck talk for this guy?
No. I think that was it.
J-Bone, what positions are you doing these days?
All of them at the same time.
I thought you were a virgin.
No.
He lost it like a couple weeks
ago. Now, if you want some sex on this podcast, just wait for the bone zone.
Oh, shit.
Great. Okay, let's talk about the TFM.
It's sex for your ears and your penis.
Okay.
And my penis, too.
Great.
Look at their logo.
Oh,
they have a hand stroking the eye in Jackin'.
This Week in Jackin's logo is up on the screen right now.
One of his name is Micah. That's great. It's a chick. Oh, okay.
It's a chick?
Wait, she's
a chick?
So she's just like...
We've all masturbated to something. Let's talk about it.
Wow, that's great. Description for their podcast. We've all masturbated to something. Let's talk about it. Comedians Chris Laker and Mika Fox engage with deep thinkers and derelicts about the most thought-provoking topic ever. Jackin.
That's my cousin.
That's a hell of a bio.
I just realized that. That's my cousin.
Mika Fox.
Wait, really?
Rob Fox's cousin.
Oh, I get it. Same last name. Hit up Instagram.com/TFMTailgate or just add TFMTailgate on your Instagram app to check out all the photos and videos we've got from tailgates across the country. You can DM us photos and videos from your tailgate. I finally did it. I got a freaking app so that I can take your videos out of our DMs instead of you having to email them to us. So don't email us. Just DM us the photos and videos from your tailgate. Every week, the person with the most likes gets a prize, including probably a gift card from Rowdy Gentlemen or Man Outfitters and then something else random that we throw into a box and send your way. Last week, Micah sent the winner a microphone head cover.
Probably has my DNA on it.
It's the only thing it really doubles as is a possible clown nose that you could tape to your nose. That's pretty much it.
Which DNA, Dylan?
Don't worry about it.
The winner from this week is whoever submitted this Saturdays are for condom jokes was the caption. And it's a big sign that says, 20 years ago, our parents hated Trojans 2. #ParentsWeek in 2016.
Get it? Like unprotected sex?
Ha!
Oh.
And USC J-Bone? Trojans. J-Bone? Double entendre.
Yeah.
Anyway, send us your photos and videos to @TFMTailgate. And if you're the person who sent in that photo, because I don't know who the fuck you were, DM us and we'll get you your prize. Now, unfortunately, we have once again arrived to the point in the show.
Welcome to the... Bone Zone! Micah, hit that motherfucking chime.
You are so punchable right now.
I hate this.
Oh, the chime's going right now. Yeah, Micah, keep track of all these. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he knows, Jared. He fucking knows.
Oh, my God.
Would you start with the damn Bone Zone?
Welcome to the Bone Zone, also known as the B-Zone. As always, we shall start off this week's B-Zone with a showering of congratulations to me, J-Bone.
Oh, shocking.
I'm now 2-0 in the season with my Bone Zone picks. Micah, hit the applause, please. Thank you.
Great.
Last week, I told you that Miami and Virginia Tech was a verified push. Micah, hit the verified push sound effect.
Dude, you can't as just a make refresher, a sound effect for everything that happens.
As a refresher, last week I told you to place even wagers against the spread on both Miami and Virginia Tech because that game was going to push. And since we're a sports betting podcast and not a podcast for little beta twinks, you don't just not bet on a game because you think the line is accurate. You go all in on it. Micah, hit the all-in sound effect.
And I'm going to go all in.
Now,
I fucking hate you.
Now, that game ended 37-16 Virginia Tech. And depending on when you placed your bet, you could have locked down that Miami plus 19 line for that elusive.
That is not true. Is that actually true?
That is a fucking,
are you making that up?
Has to be a lie.
It's true.
The line was 19 at one point.
Go back and look up the old lines. The line was plus 19 Miami. Micah, hit the applause once more for you, boy.
Did you make that up?
Are you
serious?
Because you need to be telling us the truth here.
Anybody who thinks I made that up.
Because that's big news if true.
Anybody who thinks I made that up is a Bone Zone Bozo. Micah, hit the Bone Zone Bozo sound effect.
Bone Zone Bozo.
Jesus.
The line was Virginia Tech 4.5.
Next order of business.
What the hell
next
are you
order
talking,
of business.
You're fucking like, you, hold on, you can't lie. You can't lie to
Jared,
our people.
Jared is the
Micah, one. Hit the transition sound effect.
You fucking liar.
I got another email this week from a fan that I want to read for you guys.
Oh, I bet this is real.
This electronic message comes to you from Peter from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I don't think this email is as sexual as last week's, so instead of porn music, Micah, play America the Beautiful, because Wisconsin exemplifies everything that America the Beautiful is about.
I do agree with that.
Hey, Jared, Peter here. I'm a longtime J-boy and a huge bonehead. That means he's a fan of me, J-Bone, and also a fan of the Bone Zone itself.
Yeah, no, we get it.
We call that having a boner, if you are both those things. So thanks for telling me, this is Peter here, thanks for telling me to get in on that verified push last week. I don't know why all these Bone Zone bozos think Miami plus 19 wasn't offered anywhere.
J-Bone says, you're a Bone Zone bozo.
I got in on it and didn't lose any money this weekend. Thanks, J-Bone. He didn't win any money either, because that's just the nature of the bet, but you know.
Yeah, no, we know.
You're welcome, adoring fan Peter. Peter continues, my reason for emailing you is that I heard what you said in the last Bone Zone about how you're an underboy, and that when it comes to over-under bets, you always take the under because it's the most fulfilling bet in sports. I think this is a really good and fun idea, and I'd like to get in on this and be your underboy understudy, if you will.
For the love of God.
Being under you is something I've always wanted, and being under you taking the under is a dream come true. Maybe this is getting sexual. Micah, switch us over to the porn music again.
Oh, no.
I understand this may sound like I'm hitting on you, but I promise both that I am not and that my intentions are true. All I want is to be an underboy too, and I think that being under you is the best way to learn how to do that. I can't stress enough how this is not meant to be sexual in any way. I simply want to learn the underboy lifestyle and believe that you, as the creator of the underboys, are the best person to teach me that lifestyle. Again, not sexual. Thanks for taking time to read this email. Peter, thank you for emailing me. I can read between the lines, my dude. Micah, hit the J-Bone is sexually exploratory sound effect. J-Bone says, I'll try anything once, including sex with a man.
This is getting
This bad. Is the worst segment in the history of anything recorded. Television,
if
radio, podcast.
If we had any listeners, they're gone.
Thanks for being such a huge boner, Peter. Like John Wall, I do this for both the city and the fans. Unlike John Wall, I will have sex with you. Micah, hit it again! J-Bone says, I'll try anything once, including sex with a man!
What? Why John Wall?
This brings us to J-Bone's lock of the week.
I cannot wait till this is over.
Again, there is no Wednesday game this week, so if it wasn't already painfully apparent that the Bone Zone, which is meant to be the premier Wednesday night sports betting podcast segment, wasn't very well thought out, it is right now. I will again be hitting you with my lock for this week's earliest Thursday game, number 25 Virginia Tech versus the Pitt Panthers at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Virginia Tech is 5-2, and they're averaging over 35 points a game. Pitt is also 5-2, and they're averaging over 38 points a game. They're also technically better than Ohio State, because they beat Penn State, and Penn State beat Ohio State. Who do you guys like in this matchup?
Transitive property. What?
Doesn't Transitive work. Property always works.
No.
That's another J-Bone lock. Guys, what do you bet?
I don't have an opinion on anything J-Bone related.
Ross?
I just don't want to be here anymore.
Ross?
I don't have an... What
Ross?
Game?
Ross?
I'd take the over.
Oh, did you take the over?
Is that offensive to you as an underboy?
Rob?
Underboy is the gayest thing I've ever heard. And I don't mean like
you gotta respect
I don't
it,
mean
though.
That in a bro way. I mean like that sounds like a gay nightclub term.
That not that is, there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. It just
it almost certainly is a some a nightclub term. Like I think Jared thinks he invented it, but it has to be some kind
it
of
already
explicit slang. Yeah.
Underboy means something.
Well,
means something.
Urban Dictionary has a meaning for it. I don't know what it is, but
well,
it's sexual related.
As I say, either you're an underboy or you're overrated, because J-Bone's lock of the week is a big fat under in the Virginia Tech Pitt game. But J-Bone, you might say, there isn't even a line yet for the over-under in that game. To that, I say, that doesn't matter. If you're a real deal underboy, you take the under in any circumstance. And to that, I also say, if you are a man guy who just said that, call me. Micah, hit the sound effect one more time. The Bone Zone.
Okay. What? Dude. Well, I, thanks, one. So now we've got the J Boys. The
underboys.
The underboys.
Well, if you like both the Bone
boners.
Zone and J-Bone, you're a boner.
If you are my fan, a fan of me, J-Bone, you're a J-Boy. If you're a fan of the Bone Zone, you're a bonehead. If you're a fan of both, you're a boner or you have a boner.
Okay.
And if you take the under all the time like me, you're an underboy.
Now, I just looked up underboy on UrbanDictionary.com, and there is not yet a definition for it. And it says, can you define it? So I expect you to get in there and take
yeah,
care of that.
I can do that.
I get in there now.
Well, I sure. Yeah.
Before this podcast launches.
Yeah.
All right. And that's it for the Bone Zone. Oh, wait, it's not. It's time for the Bone Zone bonus pick.
What the fuck?
Micah, hit the Bone Zone bonus pick music.
It's the Bone Zone bonus pick now, baby. The Bone Zone bonus pick.
This is taking too long.
I don't understand.
This week's Bone Zone bonus pick.
It's the Bone Zone bonus pick now, baby. The Bone Zone bonus pick.
Is a parlay. Wisconsin over Nebraska against the spread. Wisconsin under, obviously. And North Texas with the points over who? Fucking UTSA. Because fuck UTSA.
I actually kind of like
learn
that.
Your lesson?
I might actually bet that.
The Bone Zone bonus pick brought to you by J-Bone. That's it.
Is the segment over?
Segment's over.
Thank
Micah, hit the
God.
Over music.
The Bone Zone!
What a disaster this has become. Jared, the problem is I'm legitimately concerned that you're going to get assaulted by someone who hates this segment so much that they want to take you out. Like, that you're going to be assassinated by an anti-J-boy. Whatever that is. That's what you need. You need a name for the haters.
I thought you called them Bone Zone Bozos.
Oh, yeah. Bone Zone Bozos.
You're going to get fucking taken out by a Bone Zone Bozo. Apparently, I've been a Bone Zone Bozo twice already.
Yeah, maybe you're going to take me out. I don't know. It's a life I fucking live.
But
I live life on the edge.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
That's why I'm an underboy. Life on the edge. Always.
That doesn't make sense.
We're fucking done here. This podcast is over. Does anyone have any shouts? Shouts to Reese.
Hope he's still kicking.
Call in, dick. Could use a friend's phone, dude. Use somebody else's phone. How disappointing to not have a voicemail from Reese this week.
I feel like
shouts to Mizzou Reese, a.k.a. Ryan, who's pretty much the exact same person except in Mizzou.
I'm not going to tell him it gets better, but you can make it less worse yourself.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Shouts to Jamie and Jeff, the other J-Bones.
Okay.
I don't even believe that email was, I mean, it wasn't
it
real.
It wasn't real.
Was real.
No, definitely not
real. You know what? That's the worst part about that segment is that 2 weeks in a row now, we've listened to Jared read an email that he wrote himself.
I didn't write
to
that.
Himself from a person that doesn't exist.
The last one was a girl who wanted him sexually. So
and this one was a guy named Peter who wanted him sexually.
Yeah.
So it's just getting weirder.
Peter wants to be an underboy.
Peter wants to be my underboy understudy.
Right. Yo, no, we were very clear on that, as you said it 8 times. Shouts to Rob for being with us here today.
Yeah, shouts.
Shouts to Dan, tightrope walking in the Himalayas.
Yeah, well. Don't go too high.
I'm sorry, Dan's in the Himalayas.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
He's tightrope walking. He's doing a tightrope walking clinic.
Tightrope walking school.
He's taking a class.
He's got an eat, pray, love thing going on these days.
Yeah, he's
really
doing
going
a lot.
He's chasing the dream, man.
Yeah.
He's doing the thing.
I don't know. You got to assume there's one, like a school like that in like Ohio. Why go to the Himalayas for that? You know, it's just
more intense. It's like
there are mountains in the United States.
Bruce Wayne could have trained in the States to be Batman, but he went to the Himalayas. So
that's a very good point. Yeah, this is basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Again, the Pick'em site is pinned to the top of the page on there, twitter.com/backdoorcover, to get into the Pick'em pool and play against us this week. Also, check out mybookie.ag and use our promo code BACKDOOR, where they are matching 100% of your first deposit. So if you put in $500, they'll throw another $500 on there. You play, you win, you get paid. Check out mybookie.ag today. Go to TFM Tailgate on Instagram and send us photos and videos from your tailgate this week. And that is it.
J-Bone, out.
Damn it.
I'm out of here.
We got to start cutting this before he has a chance to do that. Seriously.
We can just cut his mic, too.
What you should do one week, do it this week. Don't put any sound effects in.
So it's just him awkwardly talking about the sound effects he's requesting?
Hold on, time out. The one saving grace for the Bone Zone
is the sound effects.
Is the xylophone, skeleton xylophone.
It's incredible.
It's good.
But Jared himself is trash.
The other effects after the intro.
You can't get the sound
outro.
Effects without me. So, wait, J-Bone, out.
You already did that.
You've already cashed out, dude. We're done. All right, goodbye. Bye.